الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، I can't afford it, but maybe we can send some tissue boxes, Kleenex, to the people in the media. I did not know that today is 1 year since Afghanistan regained its freedom from the Christian occupation that lasted for about 20 years. And the media is just crying. They can't believe it. They can't get over it. They can't believe it. It's like everywhere. Any program except for Fox. 1 year since Afghanistan, you know, we left Afghanistan. What happened to the women of Afghanistan? The rights of women in Afghanistan? The economy has collapsed. Get over it. Here's the news to the West. You went into Afghanistan and then Iraq to teach Islam and Muslims a lesson. The Afghani people and the Iraqi people had nothing to do with 9/11. People, the people had nothing to do with it. They're the ones who suffered. Close to 1 million deaths, Muslim men, women, and children who were killed during those wars. Millions of people had to leave their countries and become refugees in other areas, in other countries. Total destruction. Because we learn from history that Western countries, when they occupy a land or control a land, number one, when they leave the country they occupied in shambles, especially the economy. They destroy everything. They go there. You know, there is nothing they leave behind that could be used by the people whom they occupied, controlled for a number of years. Number two, the West is notorious for abandoning their allies, the people who collaborate with them in those countries that they occupy or control. Then, when the time comes, they say, bye-bye. And they leave in defeat some areas like Afghanistan. It's like Vietnam. They leave in defeat. The largest, biggest, strongest, greatest military in the world, they left in defeat. But the media is crying about it. They're crying, 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 weeping. They're hurt right here. You can feel it in the heart. The women of Afghanistan, the women of, yeah, we killed maybe 500,000 women were killed in those wars. We care about the women. We sent them to paradise, inshallah. And, you know, the Christian designs on Afghanistan in specific failed. They banned. When they went there, Afghani people had nothing to do with that. They fought Islam and Muslims in every way they could. They tried to change the religion of the Muslims, their culture, their tradition, their loyalty to Islam from here to corrupt them. But it didn't work. It didn't work. 20 years, they had to live in defeat. And they can't believe it. They cannot believe it. They went into Afghanistan for these things, but they left behind, as we're told in the media, 78,000 collaborators who collaborated with the West. And these people, I don't know, they don't read history. They don't know that those Western countries, especially America, they abandoned their allies. They did it before. They did it with you. So the people who are collaborating with Western countries today, I think you should start thinking, really, maybe apply for a visa from now because the 78,000 they're talking about, they're still waiting for their visas. Visas. Doesn't take a year to get emergency visas. If they were Ukrainians or Europeans, a month maybe, they'll get the visas. But these people, they helped you. Not all of them are wicked, as some people are saying. No, some of them, we don't know the situation, but you collaborated with the enemies of your religion, of your country, and you know these people abandon their allies. So what were you thinking? They say these people, their lives are in danger under the Taliban, but after a year, they're still alive, and the visa applications, they're still working on them. They tried very hard. Trillions of dollars were lost in the design on Afghanistan to change their culture, their religion, their honor, the fabric of the society. And then, like I said, continue to saying now, they leave Afghanistan in shambles. It's their fault. You've been in control for 20 years. What did you leave for Afghani women? What? How many factories you left behind? They left the country devastated, as it was when they went in, and worse. Now they are trying to squeeze life out of the Afghani economy while talking about women. These women are dying, literally, or they don't have food because of you. You're blocking any other country from helping Afghanistan, and the Taliban, they're in control now. This is your second chance, maybe. You need to rebuild your country. Stop the extremists from coming. They devastated you for 20 years. That's enough. Establish educational institutions for girls and boys separate. You're in control now. You can't say, well, Western education was. No, you teach them the good Islamic stuff and science and math because you need factories. You need a modern economy there that is in full obedience with the Islamic law. You can do it. You can do it. The Afghani people, I love them. They're good people. They're strong people. They're proud of their religion and their culture. They need the chance. And it's been so long that they didn't have any stability or peace. But if the Taliban now want to change things, to the better, they're squeezing life out of the economy there. So, and they're talking about the economy just today. The economy has been in shambles, destroyed, collapsed. You did it. You did it. You killed those people, devastated them. Drones are still working, killing Muslims in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, in Africa. And these drones didn't stop when Bush went. Well, Obama, he's the king of drones, him and Biden. The drones are still killing Muslims until today. And nobody knows who's killing is justified in any way or form. Who they're killing, even the American people, they don't know. Just let them drone. The West thought after 9/11 that this is our chance to change Islam, to battle Islam, to degrade Islam. I don't know, but Islam was the major issue for which they came and occupied Afghanistan and Iraq. But the Afghani people, they want their religion. They are happy with their religion. They love their religion and their culture. Afghani women want to wear hijab. They want to be separate from men and women to compete with them. They, I'm sure, inshallah, they have heard about the disintegrating of family and family values in the West, the Christian West. America is the most violent country on the face of this earth. On average, every year, since before 9/11, on average, every year, 20,000 murders happen in America. So much violence against women. The women here don't have the rights that they wanted to give the women in Afghanistan. They don't have that. I spoke about this. Also, of all the world, you have only Afghanistan, the women in Afghanistan, hijab, they lost their rights. Education is necessary for boys and girls. Those Taliban have to understand this in an Islamic environment. Now you control the country. You're in control. You can't say Western education, like others say. No, you're in control. Teach boys and girls equally. Islamic education, math, sciences, separate them in different institutions. Establish your country economically. I know it's very difficult because of the squeeze that the Americans placed on Afghanistan when they left in defeat. But inshallah, you can do it, and I'm hopeful. But those Western people, women in Afghanistan, you mean women in India, the Hindus, they're in great shape. Women in Burma, the Buddhist country that has been killing Muslim women for a long time, they're in great shape. Women in China, they're in great shape. In Africa, great shape. South America, great shape. All those women who walked through countries just to reach the southern border of America, hoping to get in because their life is miserable, they're in great shape. Let's just talk about the women in Afghanistan. The women of Afghanistan defeated you. They want their hijab. They love their hijab. They love their culture. They love their country. They need the chance. The Afghani people, they're beautiful people. I love them. Strong people. They're proud of their religion, of their Islamic culture. They need the chance. They have a lot of talent, and they need the chance. So many wars, destruction, and the talent that is in the Afghani people will show itself. Bismillah, just give them the chance. Now about the Western media, Christian organizations in the West, they went in with the armies. They banned Islamic charities from the beginning, called them terrorists and all kinds of, and they brought Christian charities instead to give them food and change their hearts. You failed. Western governments, all this talk about Islam and Muslims and denouncing Islam and Muslims in every way you could, helped by those gangsters at the media, the criminals. They were at the forefront of the attack on Islam and Muslims daily until today. Ridiculous. Day and night talking about some aspect of Islam. Salman Rushdie. Some of them are saying, should we reprint his book? You just live to target Islam and Muslims. You know, this man, I condemn those who attacked Salman Rushdie. His name is Salman Rushdie. It's not Salman Rushdie. And the fatwa that Khomeini issued against him is called fatwa, not fatwa. I condemn this person who attacked him because he brought this wicked man, evil man, back to the media. Anyway, I wanted to say this. So many things to talk about. They went into Afghanistan and Iraq to battle Islam. They lost in Afghanistan and in Iraq at the cost of 1 million Muslims at a minimum who died, millions who became refugees, destruction of the economy. And the Afghani people live in misery now because for the most part of the people who controlled their lives for 20 years and left nothing for them to use after they left. But the Afghani people, I make dua, invocation to Allah to give you the best, because we love you, you're Muslims. I wish you can get rid permanently of those extremists and all the trouble they brought to you. You don't need them. These people are trouble. And concentrate on your own country, your own people. I would like to have an Afghani country, the economy that's flourished. And I hope that most Afghani women would stick to their hijab. It doesn't matter to them what these people say. Women, 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 women. You mean the rights of women in the West? They're in great shape. I mean, so let me summarize. The media, they're hurt badly. They're crying, weeping. Afghanistan, 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 Afghanistan. Women in Afghanistan, rights of women in Afghanistan. You destroyed that country, your people. And you lost the war against Islam and Muslims. You did. I swear by Allah, you did. Everybody saw it. You just ran away. The most powerful military on the face of the earth, they just ran away. And they're bitter about it. They want to destroy Afghanistan remotely now. They can't do it from inside as they used to do before. And they want to kill the economy of the Afghani people and then come and say, we are the saviors. I don't think they want to go back there anymore after what happened. But you killed so many people. You are going to meet your creator one day, like all of us. What do you have to say when you meet your creator? Having shared in this crime, the drones that Obama excelled in and Biden, and now Biden, again, killed so many Muslims, families, men, women, and children who had nothing to do with anything. I mean, stop it. Bring a map, give it to Biden. I'm not sure he's gonna even know the difference. Black out Afghanistan, show the map of the whole world, the countries, you know. What's this hole here? Now forget about it. Because in summary, I says again, another summary. I'm gonna give this message to the West. Politicians, governments, institutions, Christian institutions, churches, liberals, the media. In Afghanistan, you lost. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi al-Alameen.